Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Sunday night, December 5th already. The last was November 28th. Now it's the 5th. Boy, we just jump around with these weeks. Anyway, we'll have a great, we're going to continue on with last week's show. And as promised, so I will pop it back just a few moments so that we can not lose anything. And those of you that want to hear the first part of this would just have to go to the archive section, and there it would be. So, Dr. Bell, are you there?
Don't Let's cheat. See. We're trying to, in the zenith imagination, to get people understanding the domes and understanding how they work with vitamins. For example, with the fire dome on, your vitamin C is assimilated 400% more efficiently, and that's been documented in laboratories. So if you're getting a certain amount of vitamin C in your body, which is an oxidant, you throw the pyramid on, you're getting four times utilization. And you can't say, well, I'll take four times the amount of vitamin C, because your body can't assimilate four times the amount of vitamin C. Most of your vitamin C drops out unless it's time released in 1 hour anyway. So it's neat to know it's going to be in there 3 hours longer when you have the pyramid on. Now, that's not just vitamin C. What about B and D and A and acid and all these other things? The pyramid definitely amplifies the body. Why? Because it's harmonious. The pyramid tunes the body electrically. Every electrochemical, every action in the body is electrochemical first. What happens when your car has fouled out spark plugs? Put some higher octane gas in it, or do you go out and put some new spark plugs and run it on regular gas like it's supposed to? Yeah.
How does pyramid create the negative ions?
It produces it internally. Remember I showed you the vitality globule? It's the source of those, indicated in growing plants in darkness. Creates a change within the metabolism. Does not shoot a particle through the air like that does. That shoots a particle through the air, which then hits the little hairs in the nose. The little hairs in the nose are stimulating the pineal pituitary centers in the brain by stimulation and vibration via those ions, and the rest of them go down in the lungs and work in the Bohr effect, which is the exchange effect and the heme-to-heme reaction. Another whole day of talking about blood. Skip that one. Okay, now we got a feel for that. You see how the body's stimulated now, right? Now, you got to understand, when we do all these healings on each other, whether it be a prayer and we reach agreement, whether it be vitamins and we reach attunement, or pyramids and we reach other levels of attunement and balance, whatever we're using, it is healing. There is a positive effect going down in the masses. And the masses are going to produce little kitties, right? Now, the opposite of that is that diabetes becomes a hereditary disease, right? Colitis becomes a hereditary disease now. It's what the most recently discovered and diseases of coming in was colitis. Children 6 months have been into our clinics getting colonics. Okay, so that's the negative way to go. We're going positive now, right? And this is something that you've got to relay to the people about growth, okay? Remember last night we were talking about hormones going in the bloodstream and what a hormone was. I don't have to repeat that. We all know about that, right? Okay, there are mixtures. The human biochemical machine is a chemical laboratory. It's a walking, changing laboratory that changes frequency with growth, okay? The consciousness is keyed off of the minerals. That's why people like spirulina. Remember, your body is 5% minerals, and that controls 95% of your metabolic rate. Minerals are broken into three basic families or frequencies. The low-frequency mineral is the iron, the cobalt, and the zinc, which the body utilizes as a metabolic process. It causes the body to breathe, the heart to pump. You don't think about these things. They just go in there. It allows you to pick up oxygen in the hemoglobin. The mid-range frequencies of elements, of minerals, which lie in the chromium, titanium, in that area, give us a ability whereby we can feel and touch, have pleasures, talk, vocalize, orchestrate, and move about. The higher frequency minerals, such as the gold, copper, not copper, more or less silver, the precious metals, and the rare earths, these bring us onto a consciousness in the physical of a transcendental experience, and that is unique to each and every individual. When there are deficiencies just alone in your diet in minerals, you can almost tell from a clinical standpoint what person or what frequency band is out, when you understand energy, as we will know and understand energy. Now, in the process of growth, we have formulas. Now, everybody enjoys the Zenith formula right now because it is a fairly, what I would call, middle range frequency formula. It's not a high frequency, it's not a low frequency. The existing formulas on the market today are more in the low frequency. A lot of them were brought about, and at the time where the mass consciousness was, when these things were formulated, they were probably where we are now with this formula. But unfortunately, their formulators and their creators did not understand evolution. So the formulas only developed cash flow. And the cash flow satisfied whatever the goals was of the earlier formulators. Not so here. Here what we want to do is we want to have a generation of vitamins. Eventually, you'll get tired of feeling normal with the Zenith. The Zenith will have provided the proper B complexes and the minerals and the herbs that you need. And you will have stabilized in the new feeling. And growth, like anything, we're all in here. All I see in here is a whole bunch of seagulls today. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Jonathan Seagull. Okay? It's a big flock. And so we want to fly. We're here to have fun. We're here to work and serve and have fun. Okay? So what we have done is we have Keith and I and Myron and Neva and others that are working with us. And I don't even claim to be a biochemist. I'm merely a student of that art. But I do know enough about it to know that we will have other formulas that will be more exotic. And these won't be the formulas you go out and start the people out on. These will be formulas that you'll introduce them to after they're in the same space you are in appreciation of where we're coming from. But it will be nice to be able to say that we have another family of standard formulas coming in the near future when your body has given off these toxins and you're ready to receive it. Okay? We have the capabilities, and it'll come when it's supposed to. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, we will have three phases of formulas. We've talked about this at some length. We'll be coming out with phase two in about a year or so. We figure that people have to get tuned to this one before we start elevating the energies and the formulas. And they'll be changed to adjust.
Yeah, it takes 7 years to stabilize the body in one oxygen. Don't go too fast. 7 years.
But I don't know of any other vitamin company that's even approached this kind of concept. Again, you can see where we're coming from. So people will have the ability to choose the kinds of formulas that they want to work on. But of course, people starting out should start out on the standard, no doubt about it. And as I start to talk, I want all you successful people, and we're all successful in this room, we're successful at doing what we're doing, that's all. And whatever it is, you're successful at it. So I want, since you're as successful at doing your own thing as I'm at mine, you're just as qualified to speak on all this as I am. So let me give you an example, and I'm going to talk about, as Phil suggested, how would I start from scratch and build a huge organization. But I want to tell you before we get into that, about sales, I'll tell you who the best salespeople I've ever met, and I've mentioned this before in other meetings. What I find is the people who say, I can't sell anything. Okay? How many of you have run into those kind of people? You say, we like to get into Zenith, and they go, well, I can't sell. Does that sound familiar? Okay. Oh, I'd like to do it, but I can't. Now, they're very successful at not being able to do anything. Okay, that is success. I want you to understand this. It's all concepts. Now, isn't it true that all these people are selling us on the fact that they can't sell? Now, the more you get into a conversation with these people about why they can't, the more fervent they become in their belief system, in their sales, in their product, which is that they can't sell anything. And they will even get very good, they get aggressive and even get mad at you and say, listen, I don't want to argue about this anymore, I just can't sell, I don't want to talk about it. And I swear, I buy their product every time. I say, okay, I'm not going to bug you anymore about this, you can't sell it, you know, blah, blah, blah. The point is, that these people are the best salespeople I've ever run into, because no matter what you say to them, they will continue to sell their product to you that they can't sell anything. And it's at sales. And they watch their techniques. You want to learn how to sell? Watch the person who tells you they don't know how to sell anything. Number one, they believe in their product, right? They really believe in their product. They believe they can't sell, right? I mean, number one, belief. Number two, enthusiasm. You're going to study these people who can't sell. They will stand up and go, listen, man, I just can't do it. Don't you understand? I don't want to. So number two, write down, enthusiasm. Number three, I'm not kidding, man. If you don't quit bugging me about this, you know, they mean, actually get into a physical thing. I mean, you know, it's emotional. I mean, you're wow. Okay? So those are some of the best salespeople I've ever met. Oh, here's a question.
How do you convert them? How do you tell them that they can sell?
They don't. They're good. They're so good at what they're doing. So what I do with people is I have a discussion with them about this. And I say, well, don't you realize right now that you're selling me on the idea that you can't sell? Ask them that one, okay? Say, don't you realize that you're selling me on the idea that you can't sell? And then they will say, well, that never thought about it like that or something like that. The point is they're putting all of this fantastic sales energy into not selling anything. So if you say, well, listen, with the amount of energy, you got enthusiasm, you believe in your product and the whole thing, you could be selling things besides selling the fact that you can't sell anything. And they're not making any money. They're not doing anything, but they're very good at selling you at the fact that they can't do anything. So ask them about these things. Just raise this issue and discuss it with them. Does this make sense? Yeah. Now, how would I build a business? I mean, if you really want to learn how to sell, go ahead and talk to someone who can't sell and study them now. Watch their techniques. Now, how would I build a business? First of all, number one, get in the phone book. All right, well, wait a minute. First of all, I would make a list of all the people I know. Family. Okay, you sit down. Family, mother, brother, sister, all your friends, your insurance agent, gasoline station attendant, they're very good, auto mechanics, mailman, banker, who else? Come on, see them. Pharmacists, UPS man, bus drivers, meat cutters, who?
Beauty shops, salons.
All the people that you go and get services from, right? You've been paying them all this time, trying to make a balance. Because one of the first things you do with financial independence is you sponsor them, turn them on to super nutrition, and then they start paying all of your bills off. I want you to think about that, okay? Now, you're paying bills to your insurance man. So now you go into the insurance man, you sign him up as a distributor, and you start making $50 a month overrides off him, and your premium was $50. You took care of that debt. Now, what's another debt? Rent? Yeah, you go to your landlord. You got to get him turned on to this whole program. Help him to build a whole organization. So you make $200, $300 a month, $400 a month overrides off him, takes care of the rent. You see what I'm getting at here? Okay, so pretty soon you have all the people that you owe money to signed up. And they're because of what they're doing, you're making all these overrides. That takes care of all your debts, and now they're buying it every month because it's a month's supply, so they're making payments every month. Does that make sense?
That one. So now we'll go into some brand new stuff. I like that little Harold Keith sales thing there. People convincing themselves not to be able to sell anything. It's very true. You just have to have the right attitude to do whatever you want. So anyhow, this will be a nice new one here. And let's see what Dr. Bell's up to now. Dr. Bell, are you around there? Takes a minute or two to cue these things up, because right now you're getting a live show here, you know. which is cool. Anyway, we're waiting here. Come on.
I'm sorry about that. You take an athlete that's working out in a gym, and you know, these guys lifting these 400, 500, 600 pounds, what happens is they are prone to getting hurt. You can really get yourself hurt. Or very easily, if you don't lift something right, and this can even happen at home, you can lift something wrong and throw your back out or hurt or strain a muscle, especially if you're using a muscle that you haven't been using that much and suddenly you get in some strange position to pick something up off a shelf that you normally don't reach, these kinds of things. So the mineral formulations that we have today reduce that by over 50%. And if you are hurt, the healing rate is almost two-thirds faster than normal. So this not only means this pertains to athletes, this also pertains to anyone in any kind of consciousness. And one of the big areas that we work in is trace minerals. Now, trace minerals are not coming to your body just from anywhere. You have to take them as a supplement. Since the dust bowls of the 1920s and 1930s, trace minerals don't exist in your diet. So unless you're actually taking trace minerals, you're all deficient in here in trace minerals. And these are the ones that do the massive, fast-acting healing that goes on in the body. We also look at another science. We're talking here biochemistry. Okay, this is a science that's exploding. I'm working with some of the largest vitamin manufacturers in the world as we speak, and we're developing some of the hottest products that are going out worldwide in biochemistry. But in order to make biochemistry work on our little chain, we have to go back into the realm of electricity. Electricity, if it's not flowing in your body, i.e. produced by electrolytes in your brain, your body functions are not going to be there. They're just going to be decreasing as each year goes by. As you get older and older, you're not going to be empowered by age, but you're going to be weakened by it if your electricity levels are not there. And what determines whether your electricity levels are there, because the cells have to, by electrolysis, make their own electricity, not only just through the brain, but each cell makes its own amount, a certain amount of electricity. It has to have an intelligence. Your body, your cells have to have an intelligence. I mean, you can have the greatest biochemical foods and biochemical vitamins and nutritional formulas there in your systems, but if you don't have the electricity, they aren't going to function. And if you don't go a stage before the electricity is not going to be present. And this is a science that we've opened up called the science of electrical precursing energies, EPCs. EPCs, or electrical precursing energies, are currents that come from your emotions, i.e. the astral plane, that are broken down on the reflecting and chemical ethers, i.e. the etheric plane, which then, as they're broken down on the etheric plane, become the very root consciousness of a part of your cell called the nuclear membrane. And so devices like the nuclear receptor came along to make your cells behave in the way that they should. We have a second thing that's going on now, and that is the people, there's a certain group on this planet that has an esoteric view of life, people that are trying to develop clairvoyance, clairaudience, trying to work with that consciousness. Most of these people, I find, don't know how to correctly connect into that consciousness because they don't understand the basic consciousness of the body and where it comes from, and that is the immune system of the body. If the immune system of the body doesn't function, then the rest of your consciousness won't function in the physical body. It might when you're out of your body, it might when you're dreaming and sleeping, but it won't function on a daily basis, so you become maybe one of these typical people that's a new age visionary with no power, because you have to be able to enact upon the visions that you see and get your power from somewhere. So we go back to the science, the electrical precursing energies, because this is a stumbling block for a lot of people. What you need to do, and I'll just paint you a picture of how electrical precursing energies work, is imagine an imaginary 12-hour, 24-hour clock, because I don't have a board to draw it on. In that 24 hours, you either put energies into your body, energies coming into your aura field, energies coming into your vision, and energies coming into your daily routine, energies coming into your ears, that are either good or bad for your body. For example, stress. Stress is a negative EPC.
forms of stress. Toxic environment, poor atmosphere, like down here in this room right now. Crowd noise, automobile exhaust, dirty water. Most water is very polluted. Nitrites in foods, all these kinds of things. Things you put in your body, hearing bad sounds. On the other hand, positive EPCs would be negative ionization, a trip to the seashore, being up in the mountains with the wind blowing through the pine cones, hearing beautiful celestial type music that works to the algorithms of the hydrogen atom in the body. These kinds of things. Some of those that you know me know that I produce music, and I presented through some of my music tapes the beautiful sound of Pleiadian ships into synthesizers and all this kind of stuff that we do. But ask yourselves, in a 24-hour day, what do you get more of? Positive EPCs or negative EPCs? And I would bet that most of you in here, in a 24-hour day, unless you set up your environment in your home, your environment on your body to process these energies, get more negative EPCs than you do positive. This causes a despiraling of your DNA, a downwinding of your frequency, and an increase in your aging process. And it just stresses you out, and you'll never, ever achieve what your goals are. So you have to realize and be real about how we function in this environment and what to do about it. Now, as most of you know, I've been a contactee of Pleiadians and Andromedans for a number of years. Actually, I chose not to for a number of years even mention this to the general public, but writers like Brad Steiger and other people and some movie people and some music people wanted me to bring this out, so I eventually began to talk about it, but to me it wasn't really necessary to get the point across. The thing was to get the point across. How many of you remember Billy Meyer and the pictures that he took? We've had seemed like a lot of these contactees that took pictures were placed on high levels, but sooner or later we find most of them never really became functional on the physical plane. So that they grab the glory of the pictures, but no real glory of the communications. In Billy's case, he wrote 17 volumes of some beautiful work, of scientific work, that was presented to him by a sannyasi from the Pleiades, but unfortunately it never got out to the world. Only a few people ever laid eyes on it because it was mostly written in German. So these are the kinds of pitfalls that the contactees themselves have had. But one of the messages that we've gotten over the years from these different groups is that the people, meaning the people like you, because you're more exposed to it than the general public, really aren't performing. You're sitting around soaking up a lot of knowledge, but you're really not using it. And so I'm just telling you as a friend that we're coming into some interesting times, and I would really start paying attention to how I behaved, how my thought processes worked, and what I put into my body and who I dealt with on an energy field. It's really time to start paying attention. We're coming into an area where our solar system rotates around another system. And this system that we rotate around takes a cycle of every 25,827.5 years. This is our rotationary period that we're experiencing. And we're rotating around a group of stars known as the Pleiades. And during this 25,000-year cycle, we go through different windows of 2,000-year cycles. And these windows breathe in consciousness and allow a certain atomic structure of a child to live here. And this atomic structure can only support enough consciousness during that window that all of that form can support is the highest the highest amount of stress and energy that window is allowing by energy of the sector that the body is moving through. So you can imagine like we're part of a Swiss watch, and we're all geared. Now we're coming from the Piscean Age, where the atomic structure of the soul that inhabited the physical world had a certain limit of communication with those other souls. There was a lot of insecurities in this time, so these souls were said to be believers. The believers structured for their sanity, because none of them could really accept the fact that they were infinite in their nature. They structured religions. So we have this huge structure that we're having to work through now called religion. And of course, when you have the church, you have the state. And when you have the state, of course, you have government. Then we came into another window of opportunity, the present one, known as the Aquarian Age. As we come into this window of opportunity known as the Aquarian Age, the vibratory frequency of another soul comes here. That soul has a higher frequency and doesn't need to rely on a religion or a Bible or a Global 2000 or an environmental impact report to see what's going on in the environment. And this soul frequency is known as a knower, one who knows what the outcome of a situation is. Even before he or she enters into the situation of the arena, they know what the outcome is going to be. And so there are a lot of knowers here that know. But the unfortunate part is these are not chained here. These individuals are not chained together. They're still at random. This whole consciousness, a lot of them are very young children that can barely even speak at this point in time. And it's our duty to make and set the arena for them to be able to give upon us their great benefits and wisdom and power. Unfortunately, the environment is crumbling faster than you can possibly pick it up. So you have to have some outside help. What makes it even more frustrating is that as we move around through this scale, these different windows, through the Aquarian Age into the next age that will come beyond that, the vibratory frequency becomes so powerful that the astral plane now compresses down the physical plane. In other words, you can't go to sleep and dream about something that doesn't, when you wake up, become your reality. Those days are here now. You can't run away from karma. It's here presently. It's all here now. And as we reach this consciousness, we end up going into what's known, as some people call, the excitation of light, the excitation of photons. You know, for example, when you go to sleep at night and you dream, you don't have to have a sun shining in your head to illuminate the figures and the characters in your dreams, because it's all self-illuminating. Because photons, astral plane, emotional plane, are self-illuminating energy that you control. So you can say now that we are going into, some people call it, the photon belt. Now, unfortunately, when you start taking this consciousness and putting it on this planet, there's a lot of people here that can't handle it. They're very toxic, much more toxic than you guys are. I mean, incredibly toxic. These people are heavy alcoholics, heavy meat eaters, heavy drug users. Couldn't get enough nitrites in their body in one day. So what happens? What happens when they're confronted with any kind of situation? They react to it, and they become violent killers and rapists. And you have this huge sector of our society in total degradation, and the moral stench, immoral stench from it is ridiculous, and it's just spreading like wildfire. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So you're going to have to hold your heads up really high to understand and work through this. And you have no government support on this, because it's within the government. It's just as much inside the government. I mean, look at our president. I mean, look at how many things he's being accused of. But what do people, what do the voters say? Well, we don't worry about moral character anymore. We don't have any of that. We just worry about issues. Wasn't that what everybody said about Clinton versus Dole? This poor Dole, you know, he was just a little bit old to handle the job. And people don't want to upset the bandwagon, because what would have been your third choice? I mean, Ross Perot? Ross Perot has some great ideas, but we don't have any choices in our political structure. And we don't even, I bet you most of you don't even feel motivated to find some choices for our political structure, because the political structure is going to hell anyway. It's already gone to hell. It just hasn't realized itself yet. So these are the kinds of things that we need to understand. The only thing that I find that I can do about it is have a lecture, you know, talk about it like we are, and then start presenting solutions. What we do is we present solutions in how to work with your DNA. You know, when Sannyasi explained to me, you know, Pleiadians, for example. Pleiadians live about 1,000 to 1,500 years, okay? What do we have here on this earth right now with our DNA, the way it's timed? Well, what we have here now on this earth is we have 10-year experiences, and then we're pretty much shot. You know, if we can even consider the last 90 to 100 years an experience. Maybe it is an experience of getting ready to go and become a child again and start the whole damn process all over again. That's ridiculous. What happened? The last revolution around the Pleiades. The last revolution around the Pleiades, 12,000 years ago, when we were entering the era of darkness, we were at these little extraterrestrials from Theta Reticuli 3 here, work with our Atlantean people. We created these, what I call scalar wave warfare wars. That's just about what they were. We had huge cities that were using a free type energy, which we have discovered that we suppress, level each other, leaving huge vortexes like the Bermuda Triangle, which then under certain astrological conditions present very evil situations to people that are anywhere near them. That's what was left. Before that happened, 12,000 years ago, we had biblical characters like Methuselah that left this planet after living 600 to 750 years. And then all of a sudden, we shortened our DNA in about a 100-year period down to about 20 or 30 or 40 years. We just totally went into regression. And now we've gotten it back up to 100 years. So Miyasi told me, I said, Miyasi, because I can give a great, like, in my workshop, I need a board, but I give a great explanation of what DNA is, how it forms from electricity right out of the air into cells in your body. I can explain all that, but I can't do it now because I don't have time. Basically, what I want to say is, DNA, you have 46 chromosomes, and you have 46 base pairs per turn on your DNA. And what your DNA does, 46 base pairs per turn, is it gives your body, your cells, a complete genetic code of instructions. That code of instructions on a newborn child gives it perfect skin, perfect organs. And a baby, before it takes its birth, before it comes out of the mother's womb, at the exact moment before the child is born, the child is insulated from the world out here and the mother by the placenta. And the placenta processes and purifies all these negative energies that the mother is going through to the point of its highest peak output. And when it reaches its highest peak output of maturation, the child exactly is producing 48 base pairs per turn in its DNA, and then it's born. The moment the child takes its first breath here on Earth, and the umbilical cord is severed, the base pairs per turn in that child have reduced themselves in less than 1 second to 32. That means the child has lost 25% of its life from the moment before it was born to it was born. At 18 years old, the child is down to 18 base pairs per turn. At 18, on your 18th birthday, you're 50% aged from a child to where you're going. And when you reach 50, you're down to 6 to 8 to 10 base pairs per turn. Most people are under 6, the ones that don't function at 50. I started talking. How many of you have heard me speak before? Many times have you heard me speak, a few of you. And how many of you heard 15 years ago I talked about DHEA, one of the things you put in your body, dehydroepiestrone, one of the fastest depleting hormones in the body. That's why when you get to be 20, 22, 23 years old, 20 to 30 years old, you start getting heavy by eating the same foods that you ate when you're younger. When you're younger, you could break down these compound carbohydrates and fats into simple sugars. But when dehydroepiestrone starts to deplete itself, DHEA depletes itself in your body, your whole body changes. You start getting fat and lazy and non-functional. If you see now, if you look at my vitamin formulas, 15 years ago I was using DHEA, and now look, everybody's starting to get into it. It's all over the place. They're so far behind, but they're starting to catch up. These are just some of the things that I've presented over the years. DHEA, when we start getting into the things that we're into now, working with the electronic precursoring energy level, we start to respiral. This is the science of respiraling the DNA. And when we start respiraling the DNA, we start reversing the aging process. Now, I don't know how far we're going to go with this, and people that are practicing some of these newer techniques to respiral the DNA. But I do know one thing, that when I leave this planet, I will leave a genetic blueprint in my children that will be towards, when they go to their doctor, they're going to say, oh, you're staying youthful and you're staying healthy. I've got three daughters that were born at home in the pyramid, for example. One of them is almost 17. And none of my children, other than having a runny nose, have ever been sick. And very few times have they ever come down with the flu, because the DNA was from a powerful source. And that's a lot better than people when they go into the doctor. And, you know, you go into the doctor and the doctor says, well, we've diagnosed you with cancer, but that's okay, your mother had it and grandmother had it. It kind of runs in the family. Well, the hell with that running in the family. Let's turn the energy around and make something proper run in the family, because you're going to be coming back here and you're going to be incarnating again very quickly, because this whole time cycle with the speeding up of the equinox and all the things that are going on, this whole time cycle gets very rapid. It gets so rapid that pretty soon birth and death process happens in milliseconds instead of hundreds of years, and you start coming into the immortal vibrations. The group that I work with from Andromeda, they have a cycle of 5,000 years. They look human like the Pleiadians. They live to be 5,000 years old. Tomorrow, if you guys come to my workshop, I'll show you a picture that I took recently, because I'm taking pictures of their ships now. They're actually coming in close. They're very, very avid about making themselves known. You're going to see a lot of things come from extraterrestrials in the next couple of years, if you're on the right program. Now, what I'd like to do is demonstrate. Some of you have seen this, some of you haven't. I'll demonstrate a couple of these things. First of all, I'll demonstrate the chi energy with this. Because the chi energy goes into your body. We use it in martial arts. We use it in meditation. We use it through 14 different meridians in the body. And this, when you have the chi energy coming from an outside source into your body, it enhances all body functions. So I can only demonstrate this to a few in the front. But I want you, everybody, to take a few deep breaths and rub your hands together. Breathe from your stomach and put that breath into your hands. Rub your hands together. Move your hands apart. Feel the energy. Feel it? Do that again now. Really feel it. Breathe with it. Now, those of you in the front, when I come around, turn your hands up. Watch what happens when I put the pyramid over, how it amplifies it. Can't do the whole room. You guys can do this out. We have a little table set up outside, and we'll be here till tomorrow. You guys can try this yourselves. Feel it? Okay. You guys want to try it? Yeah, she really want to try it, huh? Pretty interesting. Now this energy also has polarity. Okay? This energy has polarity. Let me have somebody up here for muscle testing now. Just for a quick test. Who wants to come up? Okay, come on up. Show you a few things here. What's your name?
Deanie.
Okay, now I want you to turn around and face the audience. Now put your arm straight out. Yeah, now make a fist. Okay. Now when I push your arm, resist. That's what fears strength. Okay, you feel your strength over, right? Okay, now put this on this way on your head. Feel your strength. Okay? Now turn it upside down. Feel your strength. Gone. Okay, we reverse it back. There. Feel the difference when I turn it upside down? Okay, just sit down for a second now. How many of those have ever heard of scalar waves in here? Okay? What you just saw was a demonstration of a scalar wave. I can show you pictures of them in my slides because I took pictures of them with the infrared film. Now I'll give you another demonstration of the energies and explain a couple other things. Let me get the microphone out of the way here. Somebody else up here for muscle testing now. Who wants to be tested? Yeah, you come up. He's coming. Oh, somebody's already here. We got people that are fast around here. Right out of it. What's your name?
Dennis.
Okay, Dennis, put your arm back out now. Straight. Make a fist. Resist. Okay, and resist. Okay, I'm feeling your strength now. Now what I'm going to do with Dennis, seeing as he sounds like he got a little cold, poison him. This is highly toxic glue. It's got, can you smell that? Anybody want to smell this? You smell it all the way across the room. Try not to get it on you because it'll eat your skin up. But just going to hold this up. Hold that in your other hand now, just on the other hand. And don't squeeze it because it'll go all over the place. Now put your arm on. Now put that up and breathe it now. Resist. Is that it? Is that it? Nothing. Okay, so he's typical. He's getting poisoned by the atmosphere now, rather quickly. This does to you in about 1 minute what it takes a year of normal breathing to do in the atmosphere. Okay. Now that's a canary in there. Yeah, diamond. Go put your arm out. Now put your arm back up. Now put this back up. Now breathe it. Get it up to your nose. Now breathe it. Now resist. 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 Oh, that's very good. A lot stronger, right?
Right.
You can feel that. That's a combination of scalar waves and positive EPCs overcoming negative EPCs. Thank you. So you get an idea how that works. Because what I was doing this right there was a couple of things directly on him. That's the immune system. Because when I start playing around putting poisons in your body, what's gonna fend them off, right? Immune system, right? Now let's find out how smart you guys on you are on your immune system. If you start to come down with a cold or a sore throat, what's the first nutritional product you'd find at your health food store you would think that you would put in your body? CNA. Any other comments? Huh? Vitamin E. Calcium, selenium. Okay. None of those answers are correct. You know why? Okay. If your immune system is breaking down, you're losing control of it. Okay. Your immune system is you. If I take away your immune system, you're no longer in your body. You're dead. Okay. When your immune system is up, you feel like jumping and running and feeling good and exhilarating. When your immune system's down, you might want to lay in bed. You don't want to go to work. You want to sit down and read. And when it's really down, you just want to survive. All of that's your immune system. It's a consciousness. Your immune system is a consciousness. And you got to treat it like one. Because if I'm an alien invader, I don't care whether I'm an extraterrestrial gray or a really bad germ, what I'm doing is I'm looking at you because you've allowed your consciousness to get weak. And it's no difference when you get weak and you let an alien virus or a fungus or a bacteria go into your system and destroy it. It's no difference than going into a really bad bar and taking a bunch of LSD and drinking a lot of alcohol and letting the evil spirits of that bar or that nightclub take over you. It's the same damn thing. It's basically the same thing. Except one, you got a spiritual attack and now you got a physical attack. But they end up being the same. We always call sickness an involuntary cleanse. But what happens is, you've got to get your consciousness back. Okay? Now I'll repeat myself. The body is 5% mineral, which controls 95% of metabolic functions. Now what do you put in your body when you start to get sick? And why don't you put vitamin C in? Anybody got an idea now? You put a mineral in. You put a particular mineral in. There's a lot of literature written on it right now. It's becoming an avant-garde thing to put in your body. What do you put in there? Chromium. No, colloidal silver is an antibiotic. You put that in all the time to maintain yourself. You put in chromium picolinate or some form of chromium. Chromium is a mid-range mineral. And I don't have a board here that I can explain to you on a DNA level what it does. But right away, it produces white blood cells. If you put vitamin C or some other vitamin in your body, the alien invader is going to digest it and he's going to make you sicker. You know? If you're one of these people that takes vitamin C when you start to get sick and you never take it normally, I guarantee it's not doing you anything but making you sicker. You're just on a head trip and eventually you get well anyway and you think the vitamin C helped. No, you shouldn't have taken anything. You should have just left yourself alone and let the disease go its normal course. Yeah. Enzymes are units of biochemistry with a balanced pH that act as transports that are normally not used during a reaction. In other words, enzymes bring the minerals into your body or bring the vitamins. Some enzymes are considered vitamins, okay? First thing you want to put in your body is chromium picolinate or some form of chromium. Now, if you're taking a good form of trace minerals, you won't get sick in the first place. You'll never get sick if you take them on a regular basis. You're going to find disease going by the wayside. Trust me. Take some of my minerals out there. I'm serious. How many of you in here now are taking our minerals? Anybody in here? How long have you been taking them? Are you a regular person taking them? You buy them on a regular basis from us? How is your health since you've been taking them? Has it changed? You did, but what happened when you were taking them? Yeah.
But you have brands.
Well, I have several different brands, but they're out there on our table. The Pyridine is the main brand. Another company is called Global Nutrition. We have two different brands, but they're the same minerals, just labeled different. I formulate for about 50 companies. Okay, so once you get the chromium in your body, you take chromium for at least when you start to come down. Like I know when something gets me, because I run myself down. I don't say I don't, but I know exactly where to stop running myself down and say, okay, consciousness break, time to get yourself back. And you start taking minerals, and I start taking large amounts of chromium, usually 50 milligram capsules. I'll take them for 5-6.
Tigers had the advantage of being able to engage and destroy enemy tanks like the T-34 at long range. We could now hit targets from a distance we had only dreamt of before. The tank commander would announce the target, and the gunner would choose for himself when to open fire. Only bad commanders interfered with the gunner until he actually opened fire. An encounter with a Tiger on the battlefield was a daunting prospect for the Russian T-34 crews.
You did get a little shiver when you met a Tiger tank. Not only because it was so powerful, but because we were young, and this tank was frightening. It was more powerful than the T-34. Our 76mm guns could only fire at a distance of 500 meters. But a Tiger could shoot from a distance of 1 kilometer without missing. Even if the T-34s got close enough, the Tiger's armor proved almost invincible.
In my first battle in a Tiger, we were exposed on the Russian steppe and took so many hits, but to no effect. I developed such a sense of security at the time and thought, with this vehicle, nothing can happen to me at all.
We felt quite safe in our tank, although it wasn't a life insurance. I was wounded 5 times despite the Tiger.
Well, I guess that was the end of that little sequence there. That's was a 46-minute lecture. So anyway, with that said, we'll start the next process here. And we'll only get to run it a few minutes because we're going to run out of time here in a minute. So we are going to do a real interesting little presentation coming right up. You know how this goes.
Now, let's examine that for a
second. There we go.
Okay. If you take a pyramid and place it over a plant, the plant will grow 3 to 5 times faster than a plant with no pyramid energy on it. Now, you can take coffee or grapefruit juice or orange juice or anything that's got any acid to it, put a pyramid over it, and we'll neutralize it, shifting it to an alkaline state, which then demonstrates once again the negative ion effect, because all chemical change is ionization, and chemical change leads to cell reproduction and so on. So these are ways of demonstrating all of these effects of the pyramid. Now, I have flower shops. I have on videotape, which we'll probably show tomorrow, a flower shop that put pyramids in the ceiling. And as a result, the spoilage of that flower shop went to such a low amount that the lady increased her profits like 500%. She has a little flower shop about 4 times as big as this room. And when I first met her, she had these big dewy trash bins out back full of dead roses, because roses will go bad in 3 or 4 days. They're not what she considered up to spec to sell to the public. But when she put these pyramids in, roses would last a week, 2 weeks in there. So that saving right there, what she didn't sell in 1 day, passed on day after day. Then she took and found that you could take a bouquet that is really precious to you, hang it upside down into the pyramid, and all the sap would run out to the ends of the flowers, maintaining the color, and then the pyramid would allow the water to evaporate from the flower, and then you had a frozen bouquet, and you could take a bouquet, it would look fresh, and it would last 50 years. She'd spray it with clear lacquer. So these two discoveries caused her to make enough money to buy her son first a brand new 4-cylinder motorcycle, Honda, and then she bought her son a brand new Corvette Stingray. Now she bought him a $100,000 Mack truck. That's over a 5-year cost savings of pyramid energy in one installation. So, I mean, it gives you, I mean, on and on and on all day long in cost savings. That was before we even used negative ionization to enhance that. We got in banks, it goes on forever. Now, second thing is, you can take sprouts. You can take, and you can get, if you're going to grow a plant, any type of plant, normally it would take like 3 days to grow sprouts, like wheatgrass sprouts, things like that. We can grow them in 10 hours with a pyramid because it accelerates the growth. But actually, it's not accelerating the growth. It's allowing the growth to take place at its normal rate at which God intended it to do. But we've got our environment so screwed up, our water so screwed up, that everything is really going a little slow.
things should go faster than they normally do. But it, so we oftentimes will say the pyramid sped it up or increased it three times. It only allowed it to get closer to what it was supposed to in the first place. That's really what's happening. Now, there are 13 or 14 major vitamins known today and used and taken by us, but they all reduce down to seven different basic vibrations. And these seven different basic vibrations are the same seven different energies and rays that are contained within the pyramid. And, of course, you can take pictures of them with growing photography. You take a green bean, for example, out of the soil that's mineral deficient. It has a very low aura. You put that green bean inside of a pyramid, it will charge the aura up great big, and then you put it in the pan and cook it, and you have, it, you're able to restore a lot of the nutritional value back to it because the pyramid does contain the life force vibration. That was demonstrated in the apple experiment that I was telling you about. So, I mean, you can go on and on and on. There's a thousand different things you can use the pyramids for around the house, let alone getting them on your body or even near your body. Yeah. Oh, 2 or 3 minutes. You know, we use them in meat, for example. You can put a pyramid over the meat and it will make it very tender. And if you left it there for several days, it will turn into jerky. It's quite interesting, you know, what you can do there. Okay, now go ahead and change it. Okay, now let's look at, I'm going to talk about now, for example, what a pyramid is. Okay? Hey, we are made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. That's what we are made up of. Mm-hmm. Now, in our bodies, the carbon atom is this shape. It's the octahedron. It looks like this. This is the natural shape of the carbon atom. This happens to be a piece of pure quartz. And this wasn't cut by man. This is the way it occurs in nature. This is one of God's shapes right here. It's a divine shape. The carbon atom in the body locks these three gases. As a matter of fact, it's true of the whole universe. It locks in these three gases, forming all matter as we know it. So the pyramid becomes the central shape of which all other shapes on the physical plane are derived from. What does change, however, is the density of the pyramid or the carbon atom. There are different densities. For example, on one density level, carbon can be graphite. On another density level, it can be gold, soft, malleable, but highly reflective. On another density, it becomes hard, it becomes diamond. And all of these precious elements, of which are highly carbon-based, of course, are attract themselves to man because they have energy, and man, of course, depending on what mode of consciousness he's in, expresses his lifestyle around the elements rather than letting the elements be expressed around him. He becomes victim to them. So, example is gold. Now, gold is one of the most misused elements in the world today. The Peruvians had the right idea when they used gold to line their temples with. When you go inside of a golden temple, you will experience a tremendous high in consciousness. Your consciousness is elevated many times what it normally would be if you weren't inside this. But what does man do? Man, who's typically coming out of the ground, takes the gold, buries it back in the ground, prints some money and says to his fellow man, this represents the money that's in the gold that's in the ground. The other guy accepts the money and says, I'll take that note. And then the guy, after he's handed off the note, goes and digs the gold out of the ground and lofts it to some other place. And this is what's been going on to our monetary systems for centuries on this planet. It happened when the Spaniards came along and took the gold away from the Peruvians. Of course, there's a thing called karma that's attached to it. And the Spaniards didn't get home with the Peruvians' gold. It took the ship to the bottom of the sea when the Armada went down. So, the pyramid is a life force locking principle. The pyramid in your body holds your form in your body. If you didn't have pyramids inside of you, you'd be out there in an astral body or mental body or causal body or ethnic body, wherever level you wanted to work yourself to, but you wouldn't be on this plane here. So the pyramid holds you in. Now, that brings up what we call the pyramid principle. The pyramid principle is where matter is made flesh. Okay? Matter is made flesh. Now, I always had fun wearing the pyramid around Jesus Street because they think it's, you know, anytime a person is a freak, they're obsessed. Obsession is only caused by failure to serve God in the right way and also leads to satanic actions. And, of course, obsession means attachment. So the person making the accusation is actually the devil because they've made it up and they've inbred themselves into it. So this becomes a tool of Satan to the fanatics. That's what it's been called a lot, you know. And so this is, but what the understanding is that the pyramid is the principle of matter made flesh, and people will confuse it with the Christ principle. The Christ principle is the principle whereby flesh is made spirit, higher principle. So the pyramid becomes a lower triad to a higher principle. That's all. The pyramid allows when worn on the body to go into balance. When the body is brought to balance, then the spirit steps in clearly. This is a temple here. Okay? This is a temple. So what we're doing is we're trying to clean up our act, clean up our temple, so that something higher manifestation of our nature can occupy this temple long enough for us to express it and produce an action which gives us some kind of a trail of karma that's in conjunction with this higher aspect, and then that trail can connect with somebody else and we can leave two trails behind us. That's what we're trying to do. And it's a little hard to do right now when you're bringing this dirty air and all this other stuff that we're doing, which is causing our hormone development to go regress rather than do progress. We're actually regressing now in our physical development at this point in time. Now, what we did at Paradigm was we had to build a pyramid that affected your head and your body. A cardboard pyramid on the head doesn't do anything. If you were subjecting yourself to, if, in other words, if your body was so sensitive to shapes that if you could make a pyramid out of cardboard, then you would be affected by every shape to such a degree you'd have no control over yourself. So the shape had to be amplified to make it have a dynamic effect on the body. This was common sense. So what we did is we found that gold was pyramid shaped. Well, the first thing we found with the pyramid, we had to align it to the north. So if we had a gold on here, we didn't have to align it to the north anymore, because the gold gave us an infinite number of directions how this pyramid would perform, which is exactly what gold does. Then we had to raise the power even more. So we began to work with different metals, dissimilar metals, the metals being active, metals being passive. So we started plating active and passive metals, using nickel as the passive metal, gold as the active, copper as the active, silver as an active metal, and we produced what's called the orgone effect. So we were able to produce a category of four pyramids to date that produced four different distinct effects on the body. And this, of course, is how we began to do all this years and years ago. Now go ahead and change that. Okay, in 1930, WLW went on the air. Cincinnati, Ohio, they interviewed me one day. They had 500,000 watts of power. When they went on the air, 500,000 watts of power, they destroyed all the crops and vegetation within a 5-mile radius of the transmitter. Wasn't that neat? So the FCC stepped in and made them lower the power of the transmitter to 50,000 watts, what it is today. 50,000 watts. That's why no radio or TV station in this country has more than 50,000 watts of power. But that didn't solve the problem. It only solved the disastrous results of the problem. You still have the subtle influence continually bombarding you. Any place you can turn a TV on or hear a radio, you're getting the radiation from it. Well, we began to do experiments to alleviate this. We found that using shrimp representing a single cell in the body, we put shrimp underneath the pyramid and some more away from the pyramid. In 6 to 8 weeks, the pyramid, the non-pyramid shrimp, receiving all the radiation throughout the planet at this point in time.
We're running out of time, so we'll have to continue this little scenario next week. So we'll see you next week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, Ustream and bbsradio.com. On Ustream, it's Dr. Fred Bell Show.